So yes, infrastructure and partnerships will be vital ingredients in establishing and building up the nation's rural e-connectivity. That according to the Assistant to the Secretary for Rural Development, Ann Hazlett. But a third and important component in this effort is innovation, and not just from the technology perspective.
We believe that the challenges in rural America are complex. They are constantly evolving, as are the opportunities. Rural communities need a forward-focused agency that is able to come alongside local leaders and support them with new and fresh solutions.
So to that end, USDA last fall formed a Rural Development Innovation Center.
Here we have a team that is really designed to hardwire innovation into USDA's program delivery with a mission to assist rural communities in addressing these new challenges and embracing opportunities. This is a team that's working directly with our agency administrators as well as state directors. They will be focused on crucial activities such as capacity building, data and trend analysis, and best practice identification and implementation, all to assist our rural customer.
And that also means opportunities in the telecom sector, including rural broadband.
Whether it is identification of best practices at the state level or helping our program managers with data to improve the effectiveness of our existing programs.
Hazlett adds innovation will be crucial in the deployment of e-connectivity across rural America.
In some communities, this may mean looking at new partnerships that come together to connect a region that is unserved or particularly underserved because there is a business case to support doing something in a new way. Maybe this is a new relationship, a new partnership between a telecom company and an electric cooperative or a municipality.
An example of such an innovative partnership comes from Hazlett's home state of Indiana.
In a company called Nine Star Connect, where a local telco and a local utility merged and now provide power and broadband services to those communities.
Similarly, organizations like the NTCA, Rural Broadband Association, are proactive in this regard with a website soliciting partnerships,
which matches potential partners with telecommunications companies to deliver services where there is a substantial need. We are committed to supporting these types of efforts and activity and innovation moving forward.
Innovation, according to the Assistant to the Secretary, also means streamlining, whether it's rural development programs or broadband regulations, whatever is needed to remove barriers and facilitate increased innovation and creativity to make rural e-connectivity happen.
In the area of broadband deployment, we believe there are specific improvements that can be made to our own programs within USDA, making them easier to use for applicants and more effective in what they deliver into communities.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.